Welcome to The Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-round health geek. And today, I will be talking to you about your poo. Yeah, it's gonna be in there, just to warn you. Welcome to episode 32 of the Gut Goddess Show. This is exciting. Happy September. And in September, I am doing a little bit of a focus on hormones. So September is all about the hormones, all about the hormones. That's kind of a little theme that I'm going to be doing here on the podcast. So today I'm doing a bit of how to balance your hormone, a 101 guide, all the basics that you need to help bring balance and optimize your hormones in terms of what to eat. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. I'm going to be sharing with you kind of a roadmap of recovery from adrenal fatigue. We're going to be looking at thyroid testing and why that might be wrong. I'm going to be sharing with you more about my kind of pregnancy essentials and some stuff around pregnancy for those of you that are interested. So all of September, it's just about loving your hormones. And as a part of that, because I'm taking a break for a little bit of time from one-to-one work, I have decided that in September, I'm going to give you 75% off my Happy Hormone Bundle, which is over 5 hours worth of training workshops. There's meal plans. It's really clearly laid out. That's all going to help you to look after your adrenals. So there's an adrenal section that's all about overcoming adrenal fatigue. There's a thyroid section all about helping to support thyroid health. And then there's a workshop all about balancing your sex hormones and your periods. It includes your supplement guides, the slides that I go through, and it actually will really help you create a bespoke plan of action. And actually getting this bundle all together is you're going to be saving way more. I think if you were to just buy the adrenal workshop, then it's actually cheaper than just buying the adrenal workshop with the coupon code TIRED at the checkout, because you're getting 75% off. I normally sell it for about £95 because it's an amazing resource. And I think it's something, once you get the coupon, it's something like £22, which is a bargain. It's a complete roadmap to support your hormones. Also what they are, how you can bring balance to them. There's tons of resources in it. You can listen at any time. And it's really, really the place to begin. If you're like, oh, my hormones, whether it's your menstrual cycle, whether you suspect adrenal fatigue, grab this bundle. And even if you think, oh, it's just my adrenals, I don't need all the other stuff. Well, your adrenals affect your thyroid and they affect your sex hormones, and they all actually affect each other, which is why I've bundled them together and why it's really important to learn about all of them and all the different aspects. So you can find out more about that at supernaturallyhealthy.org/happy hormones. So supernaturally.org/happy hormones, and use the coupon code TIRED to get 75% off. Otherwise, let's get on with the show. So balancing your hormones, let's look into the kind of essential guide. This is what I'm going to be sharing with you. It's just the kind of main sort of foundations for when it comes to balancing your hormones. But before we dive into what those things are and the kind of little blueprint that I tend to look at when it comes to hormonal balance, we actually want to define some terms first and define what it is that we're talking about. So hormones, what are they? what do they do? What do we mean by balancing hormones? What hormones? All of these different kinds of things. So hormones in your body are like messengers. They're like little postmen and postwomen going around your body, sending a message from one bit of the body to the other bit of the body. Your body tends to make hormones, although you can supplement with hormones externally under kind of doctor supervision. But primarily what we're focusing on is the hormones that your body makes, or in some cases doesn't make a lot of. And the whole point of hormones is that they just send these messages, the chemical messages, on a really basic level. The body has lots of different hormones. It's your endocrine system, which is your hormonal system, is based around glands. So you have different glands all around the body, like the thyroid gland, your adrenal glands, your pituitary gland, lots of different glands throughout the body. You know, you'll feel your gland, like you, if you ever get a swollen, like a cold and the glands in your neck swell up, or you might get swollen, the glands that kind of in your armpits might swell up. You know, you have kind of glands across your body, and these are primarily, these are what produce our hormones. Hormones are made of lots of things, but on a basic level, they're primarily made of fat. So the body will use the cholesterol that the body's made itself. FYI, your body makes roughly about 75% of the cholesterol in your body. So if you are being told you have high cholesterol and that it's problematic, it's not necessarily because you're eating high cholesterol foods. It's because your body is producing excess cholesterol, which the whole of the podcast altogether, because then you have to ask the question, why is your body producing cholesterol? Anyway, we're not going to go down that path. So that's a little bit of what hormones are. And a lot of the time people think of hormones, they think of your sex hormones. We think of balancing basically kind of your menstrual cycle, your sex hormones, things like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. That's what we think of. But hormones aren't just our sex hormones. So the main hormones I tend to work with clients around, and the hormones and the kind of glands or the hormones that I really work with people around on, mainly focus on optimizing and balancing with one-to-one clients and within my Nourish community and within the kind of programs that I run. I really focus on helping people really bring balance to their thyroid, which is a gland on their neck, to their adrenals, to their insulin management. So your insulin is a hormone that's really important for glucose management in the blood. And it does loads of other things as well, but that's one of its many jobs. And also looking at your sex hormones, so your progesterone and your estrogen, and a lot around your kind of menstrual cycle. Those are the areas that I primarily work on. It's not that there can be lots of other imbalances in your hormones. There's lots of other hormones in the body. But a lot of the time when women are coming to me, there is digestive issues. They're maybe having really heavy, painful periods. They have belly fat that they can't seem to shift, they're bloated, and actually it's nearly always one or two of these different systems. You know, maybe the thyroid's a bit sluggish and their sex hormones are a bit off, or their insulin management is really poor, or sometimes all four of those things. Their insulin management's poor, their menstrual cycle's out of whack, their thyroid is off, and their adrenals are really fatigued. These are the four things I see most common in my practice and in my Nourish community, where I kind of do my group coaching work. And so those are the things that we're going to look at focusing on today. And that's the context that we're talking about. So what can you actually do, though? What are some of the basic foundations? If you're thinking, well, Kezia, I feel like my hormones are a bit off. I don't really know which ones are off. I don't really know a lot about it, but I would quite like to have happier hormones. And a lot of the time when people come to this idea of balancing their hormones, what they're really talking about is often bringing a bit more balance to their kind of menstrual cycle. So it might be that their cycle is really irregular, it's really long, really short, really heavy. You might have things like PCOS, you might not be convinced you're ovulating, you might have things like endometriosis or more kind of severe sort of issues going on with that system. And so what are some of the basic things that you can do? And there's actually quite a lot that you can do. Yeah, like, of course, if you have a specific condition and you were talking to me one-on-one, then we would kind of create a more nuanced, bespoke plan of action. But that doesn't actually mean, even if you can't get that one-to-one bespoke support, there's still a lot you can actually do. There's a lot of work that you can do to support your hormones without necessarily going really, really specific and really, really deep. And actually, if you can do some of these foundations that I'm going to talk about, actually, you'll be really setting your hormones up for success, whatever it is that you are, whatever kind of struggle it is that your hormones is having. So what I'm going to talk about is a couple of the main sort of nutritional elements and lifestyle elements that can be really, really helpful when it comes to balancing your fabulous hormones. Because as women and as men, you know, men, it's important for any men listening, it's important that you have your hormones balanced as well. There can be, men can have hormones that become out of balance, low testosterone, excess estrogen, all of these kinds of things. But I'm talking primarily to women here. We are kind of hormonally driven, and that can be a really good thing. And our hormones are meant to serve us and help us. And they're not this cursing thing that we should be like, ugh, damn my period or damn these hormones. Actually, our hormones are meant to serve us and serve our lives and make actually life a little bit better. Dare I say it? I know that's controversial, but I do believe that. But the most of our experience, mine included, has been that our hormones can actually cause some havoc and either turn us into a crazy person or, you know, be painful or, you know, have lots of different impacts on the body. So where do we begin? Well, one of the first things that you want to look at when it comes to supporting your hormones, whether it be your insulin, whether it be your adrenals, whether it's your thyroid, or whether it's your menstrual cycle and you want to bring more balance there, or all of the above, is we have got to, drum roll, balance our blood sugars. And I know you probably would much rather me tell you about some fancy schmancy supplement or practice or, you know, like cool supplementation or weird holistic tool that you can wave over your body. And there is lots of supplements and lots of fun things out there. But ultimately, this is one of the most important things, not just for your hormones, but also for you just in general, feeling good. And it's one of the biggest things that I see time and time again when people come and work with me or in my Nourish community or one-on-one, is that they've almost like missed the basics and they've jumped to these really like specific supplements like DIM and ashwagandha and all of these kind of specific hormone supporting supplements, but they actually haven't fully managed to balance their blood sugar. And this causes a lot of problems and it's really fundamental. If I could just like tell people, like I tell people this time and time again. So what do I mean? Balancing blood sugars. What I'm really talking about is optimizing your insulin management. So insulin is a hormone. One of its many jobs is to help regulate the glucose that's in your blood. So your body runs a lot of glucose, travels around your bloodstream, goes to different places, and is part of our energy production on a really simple level. And insulin makes sure that there's not too much glucose in the blood and there's not too little in the blood. Well, it's, yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to get too in-depth into it. This is a podcast that you're hopefully listening to while you're cooking dinner or something. So that is part of its role. And so the body on lots of things, when it comes to hormones, when it comes to glucose in the blood, when it comes to neurotransmitters, it wants not too much and not too little. Think of it like Goldilocks. We're all like little Goldilockses. We don't want too much of something. We don't want too little of something. The body has an optimal range upon which we're all actually slightly different, which it needs a specific, say, hormone or a specific amount of glucose or that kind of thing. And insulin's part of one of other hormones involved in this that helps to regulate that. Now, the problem is, if this goes awry, if you have kind of excess insulin, if you have excess glucose, if this isn't managed or balanced properly, actually the kind of downshot of it is an excess of estrogen, and it can mean, and it can really impact actually your estrogen levels and so much more. So I'm not going to get into the super in-depth kind of hormonal cascades here, but actually really making sure that your insulin management is on point is really, really important. And we know with conditions like PCOS that actually you know, a lot of people that might have PCOS might be prescribed things like metformin, which is a drug and medication that is often given to diabetics, and diabetes is a disease that's all around kind of a disease of insulin management. So this really has quite a big fundamental effect on the rest of the body. And when it comes to specifically your sex hormones, so if you're looking to bring a bit more balance to your sex hormones, to your menstrual cycle, it's really important that we balance and support our insulin management as much as possible. But also when it comes to things like your adrenals, it's really, really crucial. If your blood, if your body realizes or senses that maybe you've got are too little glucose in the blood that actually is going to put your body into a state of stress and panic. And that is going to cause your adrenals to set off certain hormones to get some of that stored glucose out into your system quick. And again, this can further imbalance your blood sugars. And so actually keeping a stable, happy, and really supporting your insulin management is really, really essential for your adrenal health as well. It also really impacts your thyroid as well. Your thyroid is all around metabolism, helping regulate. It's like the thermostat of your body, your thyroid. And again, if the body is regularly having low blood sugar dips or excesses of glucose, the body finds that as a threat and as a stress, and that can impact the thyroid, not as directly as, say, your adrenals or your sex hormones, but still impact it in a negative way. So I know balancing your blood sugars is actually not a very sexy thing to talk about. It's not really that exciting. It's not as fun as like this cool new herbal thing that if you take it after 7 days, your life will change. I totally get that. But it is really, really important. And it's one of the most fundamental things you want to do. You want to do this before you jump on supplements. You want to do this before you try any of these fancy things. And so how you do that, it's really, really simple. You want to make sure that you are eating what I call more of the fabulous fat burning four. So these are four foods that help to keep you full, help to stabilize your blood sugar, and just bring a bit more balance. And those are fats, proteins, fiber, and vegetables. So these are, you want to be eating more of these foods specifically for breakfast. So if you're a bit like, you know, it can be a bit overwhelming trying to figure out these changes, but if you are maybe having toast or maybe just some cereal or even some just porridge, then actually I'd really encourage you to do a little experiment for 2 weeks and actually switch up your breakfasts to have something that have a lot more fat, protein, fiber, and either veggies or some low sugar fruit like berries into it. So things like my green smoothies are great. Things like eggs, avocado, smoked salmon, an omelet. Just experiment with that over 2 weeks for breakfast, having something with more of fats, proteins, fiber, and veggies, and see how you feel. And I imagine you're going to feel a whole lot better than all my clients do, because they're always a bit like, oh, this isn't, I switch up my breakfast, whatever. But they actually tend to feel a lot better, and it can help you reduce your cravings the rest of the day, help with those afternoon dips or those midnight munchies, because what you're eating first thing is a really nice kind of, it's kind of comforting to the body. It really stabilizes your blood sugars. You wake up often with kind of quite low blood sugar because you've been asleep throughout the night, and actually you are then giving your body some really good fuel sources that aren't going to spike your glucose levels and are going to keep you quite stable throughout the day. So that's one of the best places, really easy, actionable thing. Over the next 2 weeks, really focus on adding in more fat, fiber, veggies, or fruit, low sugar fruit, and protein into your breakfast. And a great way, as part of the Happy Hormones bundle, I give you some meal plans in there as well. Or if you want, I have the Green Smoothie Challenge as well, which is a 10-day challenge, which is all filled with green smoothies. And adding a green smoothie for your breakfast is a really easy way of doing that. So you can get the Happy Hormone bundle at the moment, which is got 75% off, or you can head over and get the green smoothie challenge. Either of those things are going to be really helpful with this. So that's the first thing. The second thing, kind of leading on from that, is just around ditching the fat phobia. So we tend to be a little bit frightened of fats, and we're slowly changing that. We're seeing a shift in our culture. I meet more people that are eating avocados and being liberal with their olive oil on salads and not afraid of eating nuts, which is great, but there still is elements of a kind of fat phobia. If you eat fats, you're going to become fat. If you eat fats, you're going to increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. If you eat fats, it's going to raise your cholesterol. If you eat fats, it's going to be bad for your health. And healthy fats actually are really, really important for hormone support. So if you feel like in any aspect that I'm talking about, your hormones are off, so whether it's within your menstrual cycle, so your sex hormones, your thyroid, your adrenals, your insulin management, actually eating more healthy fats is really, really important. Because as we say, hormones are made out of fats. So we really don't want to be following a low fat diet. So healthy fats are things like avocados, olive oil, avocado oil, coconut products, egg yolks, fish like sardines and mackerel and salmon. You've got fats that come in your healthy, organic, ideally grass-fed beefs and chicken and your meat products. You've got it in seeds, in nuts, in butter, in ghee. These are sources of healthy fats. Unhealthy fats, the fats you really want to avoid are processed hydrogenated fats. So the fats at the chip shop, the fats that they often will most use when you eat out, the fats in processed foods, most of the time it's going to be things like rapeseed oil, vegetable oil, whatever it is. Those are the fats you really want to avoid. Margarine, really want to avoid that. Really do. Just buy butter. Please just eat butter. You really want to avoid things like margarine and those trans fats, but you want to be eating good amounts of healthy fats. So what does that look like in a practical, actionable way? Well, you want to be making sure you're having a serving. So a serving could be, depending on the fat, between 1 to 2 tablespoons of fat with each meal. So that might look like, say, with breakfast today, I added in, I can't even remember what I had for breakfast. That's not a good example, is it? Can't even remember what it was that I had for breakfast. Yesterday, I remember I had some poached eggs with some kale and a little bit of leftover haggis and some sauerkraut. So my healthy fats was the runny, I left the egg yolks runny. So I had the eggs, the fat from the eggs, and then there would be some fat in the haggis, and I added a little, and I cooked the kale in some ghee. So there I was getting my kind of healthy portions of fat. There was also some fiber there, some protein there, and some vegetables in there. So eating, ditching the fat phobia is really, really important, and really just starting a single portion with every meal. It can just be like, you know, adding some olive oil, adding half an avocado, eating some eggs. You know, it doesn't need to be huge, but actually introducing fats, healthy fats slowly but surely to your diet, and then actually removing and being really mindful and aware of your processed fats. So your hydrogenated trans fats, your sunflower oils, vegetable oils, your kind of shop-bought mayonnaises that's often just made with like rapeseed oil or vegetable oil, your processed foods, your takeaways, they're all going to be using cheap, often rancid trans fats, which are actually horrendous for the body. Like, potentially, the more I read about them, the more, you know, I think they're worse than sugar when it comes to our bodies. So, but healthy fats, natural, whole fats, not messed with, as you know, nature intended, are fabulous. So that's the second thing. Ditching the fat phobia is really, really important. And the third thing is really, really about supporting the liver. So when it comes to hormonal, to happy hormones, then actually the liver plays a really important role in keeping our hormones balanced. So your liver has many jobs. It's an amazing organ. I love the liver. Like, it's the little I know about it, I'm just amazed that like it does all the things that it does. It's just phenomenal. Anyway, I geek out about anatomy, guys. What can I say? But the liver, one of the liver's many jobs, it has tons of jobs, but one of its jobs is all around detoxification. And what it will do is the liver will take different toxins and also hormones and remove them from the body. And it will do this in two different stages. It will take, say, a hormone, let's say just like estrogen. It will convert it into a form that it can, that can be removed from the body, and then it will often kind of join it to another substance so that it can basically often be pooped out in your poo. So really supporting your liver is important for happy hormonal balance, because if your liver's not doing a really good job of removing your hormones and old hormones and toxins, then actually there can be an imbalance happening. So it's really, really important that we love our liver. And there's simple ways that you can do this. And a lot of these things, these things that I'm talking about actually all merge into each other. But the foods that your liver loves are things like lemon and citrus, things like green leafy veg, rocket spinach, kale, all of that stuff, broccoli. Your liver loves beetroot, raw beetroot. It loves ginger. It loves garlic. It loves onions. All of those foods are liver-loving foods. It also loves herbal teas, like things like nettle, dandelion, peppermint, your turmeric teas, your detox teas, Loads, it's really, really, you can, there's loads of really simple things you can do in the day to day just to help your liver a little bit. So drinking, so I'll often make sure I try and drink some nettle tea or dandelion tea in each day. I'll make sure I'm getting some greens. I'll maybe get some turmeric in there, some garlic. All of these things are really simple things you can do. They're not expensive, but they're really easy ways of supporting your liver. Another point to say, actually, the kind of fourth way that's really important to help balance your hormones is to make sure you have regular and happy poops. So the liver actually helps to prepare these toxins and hormones that it wants to remove from the body, and then it will put them into your poop, basically. So if you're not pooping regularly, if you are constipated, you're not going for a bowel movement every single day, or maybe you're like I used to be and your bowels are just crazy, you're on the toilet loads, you're not ever having a proper solid poo, it's not pleasant, it doesn't feel right, actually then that is a sign that potentially your liver is not able to be effective in the removal of these sort of switched off hormones. And that again can cause an imbalance. So then you can have poo potentially just sitting and getting reabsorbed, and that the kind of toxins and the hormones in there can be reabsorbed back into the body, causing a further burden. So that's one of the many reasons why I talk to people all the time about their poop and just having happy poops. And so balancing, eating the foods that I've been talking about, supporting your liver and really focusing in on some gut health with things like fermented foods can be really, really helpful for helping you stay regular. And that's why it's really important with actually supporting your happy hormones. It's really important to look at your gut, which is something I go into in more depth in the happy hormones bundle of how to do that and all of that sort of stuff. So those are the kind of four basic areas. So we've got eating, balancing your blood sugar, not ditching the fat phobia, liver-loving foods, and pooping regularly. Those are the kind of four basics that actually, before you do anything else, before you go and buy crazy supplements, actually focusing on these things is a really, really good place to start. And then actually, once you've done those, and maybe you still haven't seen the, 100% improvement, that's when you'd start going down, okay, maybe what about this herb? What about this supplement? What tests can I do? What, let's get some further testing. Let's get some stuff kind of covered with that. But you can do a lot and see a lot of changes just by focusing on these four things. So I hope that has been really helpful. If you want to know more, if you want more of a thorough plan of action to support your adrenals, your sex hormones, your thyroid, with meal plans and some supplement recommendations and over 5 hours worth of workshop and coaching sessions all around balancing your hormones, then make sure you head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org and grab the Happy Hormones bundle. I'll link to it in the show notes. And for a limited until the 26th of September, you can get 75% off. Because September is all about loving your hormones and giving your hormones some TLC. And I'm currently taking a break from one-to-one work. So I thought I'd make this kind of 5-hour coaching workshop resource available at a super affordable price so that actually you can really get started, get a plan of action, and really put in some fundamental things so that your hormones can become happy and work for you and make you feel really good, because that is the whole point of them. So head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org and you can just head to the shop there and you'll see the Happy Hormones bundle, and just use the coupon TIRED, T-I-R-E-D, TIRED, lowercase, to get 75% off until the 26th of September. So go and grab it, guys. Let me know any questions you have over at Instagram, supernaturallyhealthy. And I will see you next week for another Gut Goddess episode. Lots of love. Bye.